For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Heather Engel. Joining me today is Kelly Reeves, also known as Ms. Defense. Kelly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So in this episode, we are talking about online safety for kids and teens. And kids today have never been without the internet. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Strange, yeah.
And their social interactions follow rules and face challenges that we didn't have growing up. So can you start by sharing with us some statistics on online safety and things related to this topic?
Yeah, it's not just, you know, we think about kids and phones and whatever. It's also schools that they're exposed to things on the internet. So 95% of schools in the U.S. have internet connection. And most of the children are age 10 to 17. And some of the scarier statistics are that 1 in 5 children have been sexually solicited online. And 27% of children, the ages of 7 to 17, have encountered harmful content online. And I know with the work I do with our local sheriff's office, they have a whole cyber security division and kind of tracking child online predators. So it's a very serious issue these days and something that parents really need to be super mindful of.
So that's a great segue to the next question, which is when parents are talking to their kids about online safety, what is some information that kids should feel comfortable disclosing or discussing online? And what should parents really stress to our kids that this needs to be kept private? This is information that we don't disclose.
I think it's kind of like the old, when I was a kid, when your parents have, you know, the talk or whatever about anything that could be a concern, but you know, it has to be handled delicately because kids obviously receive information differently and there could be certain defenses up coming from a parent. So it may not, and I hate to say this, it may not be the best coming from a parent because kids tend to tune out, but that doesn't let parents off the hook. It's their responsibility to ensure their children's safety online. So I think if it's kind of the same as on the street, if you see something, say something, if something's happening online that makes them uncomfortable, really encourage and even empower your children to talk to you about it. Don't make them be like, oh, I'm going to be afraid or embarrassed. Kind of make it a conversation that they feel comfortable having if they do come across something online. So that one thing they can do, and also just let them know that we don't disclose this information. We don't disclose our address and our phone numbers, and we don't share photos. And it's hard because it's like when we were little, it's like, don't stick your finger in the light socket, you'll get shocked. So it's a similar concept.
So one of the things that you mentioned earlier, and it was a scary statistic, is that many kids have been solicited online. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a blind spot for us as parents. How do predators go after children or teens online and then offline? And how do I know that this is going on? And what do I do to prevent it?
Well, sadly, it happens all the time, and it is very easy for these predators to get to children online. One of the ways they come in is through chat rooms, and some schools, even and this happened here in San Luis Obispo County in California, where there was a school that had a chat room that led to another chat room that led to another chat room, and thankfully, a guy that was on the school board discovered it and made a big public deal about it, and they actually fired him for making a big deal. And then there was a whole election about it, and he got back onto the school board because he just brought such awareness to a very serious issue that happens in schools all the time. And kids, they're going to be kids, and they're curious, and where does this link go to, and where does that link go to? So, and I just know, like I said, going back to the work with the sheriff's office, I mean, they deal with this all the time, and this is things that the FBI does where they're always tracking this stuff, and a lot of times they will have to act like kids to try to catch a predator. There was that show that used to be on a long time ago, To Catch a Predator. I don't know if you remember that, but it was a great show, and it was telling of how easy it is at the time. And that was back, I don't know, in the early 2000s before the internet became so explosive. But it's really scary just how easy it is for these online predators to get to kids.
And what about webcams? I mean, that's something that we all use on a daily basis when we're working remotely. Is that something that we need to talk to our kids about?
Absolutely. Because if you have, say, a predator and kids, especially teenagers and teenage girls in particular, that are going through hormonal changes and emotional changes, and the teenage high school years just suck anyway, but in that regard, but they need like affirmation and encouragement. So when you have someone on the other end saying, gosh, you're so beautiful, you're this, send me a picture. And they do, because that's just how this generation is. It's always posting selfies and always posting stuff online. And these predators, that's the stuff they really look for. Online social media is super dangerous, because I have a 17-year-old niece who is absolutely gorgeous. And she has her beautiful graduation pictures online, and she's a competitive dancer. And I think, oh my God, what if some weirdo sees her on Instagram or sees her on Facebook? I'm mortified at the thought. But that's just how easy it is. They can just come across the picture and send a friend request. And thankfully, my niece is super smart and savvy, but a lot of kids are not. They would accept the friend request. And next thing you know, this person on the other side, who may have been in their 30s or 40s or whatever, it's starting to develop a friendship and relationship and building that trust. And that's kind of how it gets started.
So given everything that we've talked about today, are there any recommendations that you have for tools to help keep kids safe online?
Yeah, I definitely recommend that parents have online internet filtering software installed that will filter out keywords. It'll filter out certain websites. You can actually monitor the activity. So I recommend something like that. And they do have these big enterprise level products, but they have the same thing for home users. So I definitely recommend doing that. And that's kind of a proactive approach. You do have to keep up with it. You have to make sure that the software is up to date, that you're aware of maybe new sites that pop up and new tactics that pop up. So it's kind of a never-ending protection mechanism to always make sure that your home computers and your children's computers are safe. So I would definitely say have some sort of internet filtering and monitoring, obviously antivirus, because it's not just these predators. It's your kid gets an email and they think it's a link that's going to take them to a fun cat video, and they click on it. And next thing you know, it was a phishing attempt. And now their computer is compromised. And if you're on the same network, then they can compromise the other computers on that network, which could lead to banking information. And it can, you know, lead to identity theft. And a lot of children these days, starting at like 10 years old, have social security cards. And that's one thing these predators do. They can get a child's social security card and start opening bank accounts and credit cards. And that's pretty scary too. So yeah, so I would say filtering, antivirus, and it's just kind of parental supervision. Like, just pay attention to what your kids are doing. Don't let the computer be the babysitter. Know what they're doing online and manage their camera time. So know who they're talking to on the other side. And if you see your kid, say, on camera, but the other side is not on camera, that's a big red flag. You know, and you have to know who they're communicating with.
Kelly, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thank you.
For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Heather Engel. Joining me today was Kelly Reeves, also known as Ms. Defense. For more info on Kelly, visit MsDefenseCCW.com.